My good people, my listeners, what's going on? It is Wednesday, June 6th, the middle of the week. I'm your host, Steven Zanastasi, here on The Middle. Boy, do we have a show for you today. I'm going to recap amazing birthday weekend I just happened. I'm a year older, a little wiser. More intelligent, somewhat better looking, and hopefully a lot funnier. Today I'm going to touch on a lot of headlines I've seen in the news lately, as well as some things that made me very mad that I've seen. But you're going to enjoy this. And here we go. Episode 5. How are we doing, everyone? Wow, 5th episode already, and we're just getting started. If you guys don't follow me on social media, we are now on iTunes. I repeat, Apple Podcasts. iTunes, whatever they call it. I think it's Apple Podcasts. Yeah, it's Apple Podcasts. I screwed that up. That's all right. We don't edit this podcast. Apple Podcasts, so everyone, please go out there, subscribe, rate me, whatever you want. Hopefully it's good. Leave me a nice review. Let me know what you think. But yes, The Middle with Steven Zanastasi. Apple Podcasts, coming at you right on the iPhone. Listen to me while you're at work, while you're in the car, you name it. It's your life. Do whatever you want. But I am so excited about that. I have a lot more people have actually listened to the other episodes compared to the first. Well, the first has the most listeners from what my statistics tell me. But the other ones are catching up. And so that's good. Apple Podcasts, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Only the 5th episode, so we got a lot more. You're not really missing out on much. We're only going up. Only going up. But wow, man, what a weekend I had last weekend in Austin, Texas. Fantastic time. Went out Friday night, Rainy Street in Austin, downtown Austin. It's great. So in Rainy Street in downtown Austin, it's a bunch of old houses that are turned into bars. So you basically walk into a bar, and it's like you're walking up to a house. One we go to is called Unbarleavable. And basically, there's like a fence around it. It's got a whole front yard with grass turf. You walk up inside, and it's basically, it's literally a house. And then there's like a slide in the backyard that you can slide down in. Huge patio on the back, turf as well. DJ. Like I said before in the previous episode, you have to get to Austin, Texas if you've never been. It's incredible. It is honestly incredible. I can't describe it enough. And then we went over to Container Bar down the street. And Container Bar, basically what it sounds like, it's shipping containers. That's what the bar is. And there's a big turf, dance area with the DJ right there. Great time. Absolutely great. And what was funny, though, when we were there, we ran into some old college buddies. Me and my best friend, we went to the same college, and we ran into one of our friends from college. He was down there for a bachelor party, and he was with one of his buddies, who actually went to our college as well, a quarterback, backup, Dallas Cowboys backup quarterback Cooper Rush from Central Michigan University, was the gentleman. Great guy. Phenomenal person. One of the nicest, most humble people I think I've ever met that's a professional athlete. And he was hilarious because my buddy kept telling him how he's better than Dak Prescott. And he just kept saying it the whole time to him. And we were just laughing and he was laughing. That was cool to see. A lot of buddies back from school and back from Michigan down there and just chatting up with them. Friday was incredible. And then Saturday we woke up, got some breakfast tacos. People, when you come down to Texas, you have to get breakfast tacos. You have to. It's a thing down here. Everyone is all about it. It's making my mouth water just talking about it. Oh man, they're real good, real good. So we woke up, got some breakfast tacos, and then later hit up the Blanco River, in San Marcos, Texas, about a half hour south of Austin. San Marcos, basically, yeah, the river runs through San Marcos. It was great. We did a 2.3 mile float. It took us about 4.5 because we stopped along the way because there's little spots where you can get off, like little beaches. You can get off on the float, but we tied up five tubes together where we all floated in, and then we had two more tubes that had both of our coolers in, and we had about 60 Michelob Ultras. We drank. Get on our level. Yeah, no, 96 calories. Yeah, I mean, you got to drink like 20. But yeah, it was really cool though because they all stayed connected until the part where we hit the rocks and whatnot. But yeah, there's some parts where it picks up, the rapids pick up, and then I got my buddies were bailing out of the raft. Someone slammed into a rock. It's pretty funny actually, because we look to the left and you got like these, like I don't know, 7-year-old girls with floaties that are not even panicking the way we panicked. It was hilarious. Grown men jumping out of tubes because we're scared of a little rapid. I stayed on, so for the record, I stayed on. But yeah, it was cool. We met some people from back home. We didn't know them from back home, but they're from the same area that we all grew up in, and they went to college near our college, and it was really cool. It was a really fun time, and I highly recommend when you come to Austin, you either get a pontoon boat and you go on Lake Travis, or you float the river. That's what it's got to be in your weekend plans when you go. I'm sorry, you got to do it. It's great. So yeah, the weekend was fun. I feel like I was hungover for like 2 days, even though I mean, once we went out Saturday after you're drained all day in the sun. I mean, it was fun, but like I felt like I was like so tired for my birthday because my birthday was at midnight, Sunday, 12 a.m. But yeah, I was drained. It was a fun time though, with some of my best and closest friends. You can't beat it. You can't. So I really wanted to start off with what I'm gonna say now at the beginning, because I just wanted to go off because I was like really pissed off earlier and I really wanted to rant about this. But like I've kind of calmed down. But now I'm gonna get pissed off. Now the engines are going, I'm shooting on all cylinders, and it's time. And my buddies, some of my good friends keep telling me, you gotta talk about this, Steve. You gotta talk about it. Steve, you gotta talk about this. They send me stuff on social media. They're like, put these people on blast. And it's like, you know what? I'm sick. I'm sick of seeing it too. I am. I'm tired of this fake self-made culture that's going on with people that are around my age, young, a little bit younger, a little bit older. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. You might see me talk about it on social media, make fun of people. That's just what I do. You deserve to be made fun of if you're a loser. And that's simple. I'm tired of seeing kids on social media brag like they're rich, like you have money, like you personally have made so much money, personally, like yourself, and like you act like you're just above the rest of us. And that has to be some of the saddest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like you are certified depressed. You are like slowly crying on the inside because how sad your life is and how much attention you crave. You cannot tell me that you're rich or you think you're rich and you think you're above everyone when you live at home with your parents and you live off them. You live off their money. Like you do not support yourself at all. Maybe you buy yourself food, drinks, the simple stuff. But don't brag like you're just like this millionaire because all you're doing is just living off your family. That's the thing. Like that's the thing. I don't like I have friends that that do live with their parents. But they're not sitting there on social media acting like they're the like a top like a hotshot, like acting like you're like the I don't even know how to describe it at this point. I'm so upset. But that's the thing. I'm not trying to take a hit at people who still live at home, because I have friends that are doing it, that are grinding out there, that are putting their nose down, humble as heck, and are just doing it. And that's those are some of my like closest friends. And they know who you are. You know who you are. You know, we might joke here and there, but I don't mean it. You know I don't mean it. But there's a difference between them and the people that got to sit here and brag like you are some. You're a nobody. That's the thing. You're a nobody. Who are you? No one. No one cares. Stop acting like you're rich. I sit here in San Antonio, Texas. I live in my own apartment. I support myself 100%. I pay for everything. And what am I doing? I'm making a podcast. And I hope you're listening to it. Exactly. Look at me. And look at you. I sit here and I'm humble. I don't go on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it, and act like I'm a millionaire. No, that's not me. And I'm sorry if you do that. You are sad. You are the saddest person alive. You don't have money. That's the thing. You have your parents' money because you have to pay, because they pay for everything still. What don't you get? If you live at home with your parents, you're not self-made. You're the farthest thing from self-made. You're privileged. You are privileged. I think every kid at some point in their life is privileged in regards to their family supporting them. But you get to a point, though, where, like, if you're 23, 24, 25 years old and you still live at home and you want to brag like you have money, no, you're a loser. You are a certified loser. And some people that listen to this know, like, the people I'm talking about. And that's okay. You know who you are. The ones I'm talking about. You know where to find me. It's my job to make fun of you. Because you're a loser. No, but yeah, that's this whole fake self-made, like, started from the bottom. Like, I'm on my grind, boy. Like, 100, fam. Like, I am so woke. Look at me get this money. No. Look at you deactivate your account. It makes me furious seeing stuff like that on social media. And it continues to go on. And it's just like, enough is enough. But that's the thing, though. I want people to keep doing it. Because this is great content here, folks. This is what I live for. I live for to sit behind a mic and make fun of people. And people would probably tell me, you wouldn't say it to somebody's face. Bet me. Bet me I wouldn't. The ones that know me, I got no filter. And I will say what is ever on my mind. So if you want to pretend like, boy, we grinding. Man, I'm getting this money, bro. I'm getting this money. No, you're living in your parents' house while they feed you when you get home from your little 8-to-5 bullshit job, and you sit there and they're talking to you about their day, and you're sitting there going to bed in their house, and you're waking up and they're giving you money to go eat in the morning. They're paying for your gas. They're paying for your insurance. They're paying for you to put clothes on your back. All right? Enough. I'm sick of it. I am so sick of it. No, but it's just like, I just don't get some people's logic. I don't. And I'm trying to, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm such an understanding person. I really am. I really am. But I have no patience for that. I don't. I don't, man. Because I know so many kids that I have so many close friends that I know do very well for themselves. Very well. And they are some of the humblest people I know. And they could be doing double what some of these people are doing, but they're not, because they're not losers. They put their heads down and they grind, the real grind, not this fake grind, but the real grind. And that's the difference, man. That's the difference between people that are successful in life and people that are going to crash and burn in 5 years. And I'm sorry if I'm being harsh right now, but if you got to go out there and crave attention and get it from everyone because you're the saddest person on the inside, reevaluate yourself. Start over. You always got second chances in life. That's the thing. And I'm always the person to give somebody a second chance. But when you continue to do the same thing, no. I'm done. I get behind a mic and I make fun of you because that's what I can do. It's just sickening. It's just sickening because everyone wants to talk about success when they aren't even successful themselves. Like, I hate seeing kids on social media that talk about being successful like they're like a millionaire or a billionaire, like they've done it. Dude, you're like 23, 24, even like 21. The kids that are even like, even some kids that are 18, like, you're not successful. That's the thing. Like, you're not. You might have got a little taste of success. Hey, you graduated high school. Congratulations. You did it. You got through the probably one of the easiest things to do in life right now as a society. I just don't get people's logic. Like, you can't preach success. You can't. Like, those people, you cannot do that. You're not successful. And people that listen to that and, like, feed off that and helps them, like, motivate, like, they think that these kids are something, man. They've obviously done something because they're sitting here preaching success. You're a loser as well. So how about all of you losers, how about you hike up to the nearest mountain and jump? The funny thing is, like, I'm like close to being 100% serious about that, though. That's how sick of it I am. I just don't know how a kid that's younger than me can tell me what success is like when I'm more successful than them, and I don't even consider myself remotely successful. I don't. Because I think I can improve every single day. And that's how I want to live my life. And regardless of what I do. Work, relationship, friends, working out. You name it. I think I can improve every single day. And that's how you should live your life. And you know, now I'm sitting here contradicting myself because I'm trying to like preach. I'm not preaching success. I'm just telling you that when you sit. You sit and try to like figure yourself out. Never settle for the bare minimum. Never. It's not. You get complacent and then you just think that's how life should be. And it's not. You need to be improving every single day at what you do. And right now for me, it's my job. Like, I try to go in every single day thinking I'm doing a bad job because I want to be better at my job. And so it just blows my mind that somebody who's younger than me can try to like sit here and preach to a vast majority of people about success when you're not even successful. You haven't even touched success. Like, no. I'm sorry. How about let's do this. How about you move out of your parents' house and then we'll start to say, oh, that's a little bit of success right there for you. All right, guy? We'll give you a little bit of taste of success. Get the F out of your parents' house. No, it's just, I got a lot of friends who do live at home and I want them to know I'm not talking about them because you're my closest friends and you're very humble and you don't do the things I'm talking about. So I just need to reiterate that, before I get some backlash. But I don't care if you take it personally. That's your fault. If you take it personally, then obviously you're doing it. No, but I could literally rant. I could go on this whole podcast talking about this. This whole episode I could, but I'm not going to. We got a lot more to get to. So I went to church on Monday again. You love how I just translate all of that just into church? Like, just transition that? Sorry, not translate. Transition that into church? But, I don't really like to talk about the Mass as much. But on my walk there, it's just a, just a half block if you listen to the other episodes. And there is a town home community that's right next door to my apartment complex. And when you think community, I know it just went off in your head when you heard that word twice. You think of like a neighborhood almost, and where like the townhomes are spread out. You gotta walk 2 blocks to get to your buddy's place. No, that's not how this place is. This is like literally right next door to my complex, in the townhomes. I could open up a window, maybe on one of the floors, on the top floors. I was looking at it today. And you could stick, like, if I had a broom, I could stick it through the window and touch the building next, the townhome next door. And, like, these are stacked on each other. And there's not even a lot, there's not even that much room to go, like, across the street to the other one. It's just weird how it's set up. And it sucks that you just gotta, like, hear me describe it. And I'm horrible at describing things, but just try to picture townhomes on top of each other. And, but before I get to the point I'm gonna make, I was also thinking, that is like a fire hazard, is it not? If one of those goes up in flames, the whole block is getting torched. The whole block. You're all losing your shit. I'm sorry. It'll happen. Hopefully, I can be there when it all burns down. And everyone's obviously out and they're safe. This is after everyone's safe, everyone's accounted for, every animal, everything like that. And I hope I can just watch it burn down and just be like, episode five, the middle, Steve Sanastasi. Check it out. I called this. I literally called it. No, but so I'm walking past this complex and I look to my left. And I don't know why I just noticed this. I've been living at my apartment complex now for 6 months and I just noticed this. I'm looking and I see the speed limit sign for the townhome community, like near the front entrance. And I'm like, that's gotta be fake. That can't be real. The speed limit was 9 miles per hour. Nine. I was like in awe of what I was seeing. Who makes a speed limit now? It's like a group of old white men who own this community got up on the board and, Jerry's up there. Just what are we gonna make the speed limit, Bob? And Bob's like, well, 10's too fast and 5's too slow. We gotta decide. And Jerry goes, let's go at 9. And then I'm in the other room and sitting at my desk because I'm the receptionist. Like, what the fuck? 9 miles per hour. I wanted to take the sign, rip it out of the ground, and throw it into the street and watch it get run over. Who makes a speed limit 9 miles per hour? I don't know why I'm so upset right now. I don't know why. It made me so mad. It made me so mad. Take that sign and shove it. Please. That is not okay. No. No, it's not. It's just like, what are you thinking? What was going through your head when you decided to make that a 9? Like, imagine driving through that. Imagine living there too. Imagine living there, regardless. Imagine just driving through. And it's 9 miles per hour. How do you even get your car to go 9 miles per hour without going under or over that? Like, I can't. Like, how am I can't even. Luckily, my car has the digital speedometer or whatever. But, like, say a car doesn't. I gotta sit right below 10. And what are you gonna do if I go over 9? Huh? You gonna call the cops? You do it, Jerry. Call them. You cuck. I just don't. It made me so mad. It made me so upset. And I'm going to see it now every time I walk to church. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a day where I just have a, I just say enough is enough. And I'm going to go over there and kick it down. Sorry, I had to get some water. I just don't, like, if you can see the pattern I'm going in today, I just don't get what goes through people's minds at all. Like, I don't. And that's the thing. Like, there's people out there that actually think of these things. And it's just remarkable. That goes back to my social media, what I just ranted about with, you know, the fake self-made thing. And then people who go out there and make speed limits 9 miles per hour. There has to be a correlation between the two because both of you are stupid. And I can't get over that people out there can think like this. And I'm the most understanding person I am, and I get along with a lot of people. But dumb stuff like this, no. It's got to stop. Like, where do we draw the line? Where? As a society, aren't you supposed to be getting smarter as the human race? Like, as time goes on, isn't that, like, what my one buddy was telling me, he's in psychology, and he was saying as time goes on, humans work to, he was reading this in one of his books, and he was studying it, humans learn to work more efficiently. So as time goes on here, that's the way we operate and the way we do things is to work more efficiently, to get things done faster. Also, get them done faster and accurately at the same time. And that's just supposed to happen. And it has happened, if you can see, over, you know, decades and, you know, years as time goes on. And part of me has to question that when you see things like that go on and how dumb some people are. It just doesn't make sense. Oh, there's more to church. So I go into Mass. And, you know, I'm sitting there, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad the whole Mass, but I was holding it because by the time when it started is when I had to go. And it's supposed to be a short Mass, but of course, a different priest is in today, and he's dragging this baby out. Jeez, that sounded terrible. No, he was just taking forever. Besides the point, that's the least of my worries, even though my stomach hurt. This is my thing about church, and the reason why I started to drift a little bit from my faith, just because of some, like, seeing what people do with religion. Like, if you have to go out there and, like, try to, like, brag every day or talk about it every day or, like, try to convince people and just try to be very radical about it in ways that, you know, do it through, you can do it through words, you can do it through actions, you could do it through seeing, like, you know, clothing, you name it, objects, you name it. That's what, like, kind of made me drift towards my faith a little bit, because that just, it's just too much. It's extra, as the kids call it. And, like, I'm sitting in church again. And I sit off to the corner by myself. And two rows in front of me, this woman's wearing a shirt. Older woman. She could be my grandma. Let's put it that way. And I'm looking at the back. I didn't even see the front of the shirt. I'm glad I didn't. Because I can only imagine what it said. And the back of the shirt says, "I sailed the Sea of Galilee." And I don't know if you're Catholic out there, you're religious. Like, the Sea of Galilee was, like, where Jesus was, I had to refresh myself about this the other day. I was reading it. It was, like, where some of his, couple of his miracles happened. He called, like, three of the apostles to join him as his disciples. Is that right? Three disciples? Regardless, Jesus was there. Jesus! And yeah, and she has a shirt on the back of it that says, "I sailed this." No, no, you didn't. You didn't, ma'am. You didn't sail it. That is sacrilegious. And that's why I stopped going to church a while ago. And just, like, seeing stuff like that, going back and seeing, it made me, like, it kind of, like, triggered me a little bit in my head. Because it's just, like, why do you gotta, like, try to, like, stand out and act like you're, like, and again, act like you're above everyone else. Because you're not. Like, don't wear that to church. Don't. And I know her intentions, that's the thing. Like, I know I sound like an asshole because her intentions aren't that. Her intentions are, I love this shirt, I love God, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to wear it to church. But me, I'm going to sit here on a podcast and make fun of that shirt and tell you no. I just couldn't. Those two things were just over my head, and they happened back to back. The speed limit and then the shirt. I'm just like, what's next? You know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking up at Jesus, and I said, what's next, God? Let me know. I'm ready. Sounds so bad. But, you know, I noticed this when I was leaving church like a couple weeks ago. I noticed this really nice car, SUV, sitting in the deacon's parking spot. As for somebody who followed me on Snapchat, I put it on my Snapchat a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, damn, that's a really nice car for a deacon. And I was like, I didn't think of it. So I'm in church, and the deacon's always the one up there with the priest, helping the priest out, basically. And he says some things. He'll read the petitions. I mean, some of you probably don't know what I'm talking about. I'm getting way too into it. Anyway, he helps the priest out up there on the altar. But then I notice something. And it's like reflecting in the light. And I'm like, what is that? This guy has a watch on that you could spot from a mile away. And I'm like, this is definitely the guy who drives that car. And I'm not going to tell you the car yet until I get done with what I saw. And I'm looking, and I like watches. I'm a big watch guy. I don't have a big collection, but I appreciate nice watches. I don't think I'll ever buy, well, I probably will. But I have a Shinola watch. It's a Detroit watch. People down here love them. Well, people in my office always compliment me on it. It's a beautiful, nice, just a classic looking watch. That's all you need. I call it my everyday watch. You can literally wear it every day with anything. And so I'm like looking at his though, and I'm just like, that is expensive. Like that is, his is expensive. And I'm just like, what's going on here? Let's get a little investigation going. Let's check the collections. Who's cooking the books, or what's going on here? Who's cutting the checks? All right. So I leave Mass once it's over. I'm checking out his car, and it's definitely his car. This is a Mercedes GLC 300, and you know me, I go home and I do my research. Even though I tell you I don't fact check, well, I fact check things that concern me. This car looks like the base model, what I found, starts at $40,000. So you're telling me this guy is a deacon in a church, has a beautiful watch on, and a $40,000 Mercedes GLC 300 SUV. Something doesn't add up. Let me work the calculator here. Wait, what came back? The word no. That's wrong. It's something like, if I worked there, I'd question it. But granted, he could have another job. He could have a side hustle. And straight up wrong. The amount of things that happened in that hour that I was out of the apartment was just mind-blowing. And I'm glad I'm sitting here talking about it because I love it. Yeah, I just don't get it sometimes, you know. I don't. And, oh, man. We'll switch up the subject, though. Enough of me ranting. As you can tell, I've had a long week, and we're not even, not even until Friday. We're not even, it's not even Friday yet. So I want to just touch on some news headlines I saw this week that I really wanted to share and really talk about. So I'm going to start with the first thing that I saw, like, earlier this week. Or it was yesterday. Tuesday. And it's about Miss America competitions doing away with swimsuits and basically saying that they're no longer interested in looks. And that's okay. The looks part's okay. I get that. But me being an athletic person my whole life and being physically fit and I exercise, why is society getting to the point where we're making obesity socially acceptable? And we're making, like, you can, that's the thing though. I don't care. Be fat. That's fine. Do what you want. It's your life. But don't tell me that I have to accept it. That's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's healthy. I'm not. I'm not going to lie to you. That's it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's okay to do that. But I don't care that you do it. That's the thing. Like, it's your life. But don't tell me I have to accept it. And that's why I just don't get about where our society's heading in regards to that. You don't know this, all the things that went on with trying to make kids healthier in America and schools are starting there, which was great. They got rid of pop machines. They put in broad and healthy food. That's great. Like, that's what we should do. Teach kids. Excuse me. Teach kids how to live healthy. Because it's only going to make your society better. Your society is only going to benefit from that. Don't teach these kids that being obese is okay. Because it's not. The health risks that come along with it are just, the statistics are off the charts. Like, the proof is there. So you're going to tell me that you're getting rid of this swimsuit competition just to allow anyone in, basically whatever. I could be wrong. I might have read it wrong. But, like, some of these girls that are in these competitions, they've worked their whole life being physically fit to do those. And the girls grow up doing pageants because that's, like, a thing. It's like, competitive. Like, that's what girls like to do. Let them do it. So not only some of these girls have worked their whole life to be physically fit and healthy and to look amazing, and you're just going to take that away from them because we have to be such an inclusive society with people that are obese now. It's just like, no, why are you telling them that it's okay and that's healthy? I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody they're ugly. That's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell them they're ugly or call them fat. Like, that's not me. But like I just said, you can't tell me that I have to accept obesity because I'm not going to do it. My kids are not going to live like that. I'm sorry. That is unhealthy. It's common sense though. Come on. It's common sense. It really is. Don't be stupid. So another headline I saw, I don't even know what to say. So the CEO of Qatar Airways says only a man could do his job because it's very challenging. Hey, buddy, screw yourself, okay? You're an asshole. And what got me thinking, though, about that, not just from what he said, because he's stupid, clearly, and he's out of touch with reality, because any woman could do his job who's capable of doing the job. Because it's 2018. You shit stain CEO. But what I thought about that headline, though, from the fact of what he said besides that, is when people try to tell me that the United States of America isn't the greatest country. And then I'm just going to pull out that headline and show you how the rest of the world works and how they think and don't accept women. Like, come on, people. Again, common sense. They're sexist. And a lot of the places in the world, besides the United States of America and our workforce. Just think. Just open your mind and think for a second. What it would be like to live over there with the way they look down on women. Come on. Come on. Oh, man. So I was, I'll leave it with this last headline. Maybe two more. I don't get Twitter anymore. I just don't. Like, I don't understand some of the stuff they put out. It's just like, why even tweet about it? Or why even tweet this moment? Like, you're just going to get a rise out of people or make people question something. If this one would ever load, I pay for Wi-Fi for a reason, Spectrum. Jeez. Anyway, it's cutting off some of the headline, but from what I can remember from earlier, the headline was homeless man spends his dying hours in a Vancouver Tim Hortons. Oh, it's definitely a Vancouver Tim Hortons. There's Tim Hortons in the picture. But yeah, homeless man spends his dying hours in a Vancouver Tim Hortons. So this is my thing. This is my thing with this. And I didn't even want to read through it because I already know the backlash that's going to happen from this. With all of that stuff that went down with the Starbucks and whatnot, and the cops getting called on those guys and they got arrested, why, as Twitter, why do you put out a headline like that and leave the headline like that? Why? You're doing it for clickbait. I get it, you know? But you put a homeless man spends his dying hours in a van. So right there, a person who's in this woke culture, you know, the woke culture in this country, they call themselves very woke. You're not woke. You're stupid. They see a headline like this. The radicals I'm talking about there. They see a headline like this. And they run with it. They run with it. Like a kid in a candy store. Checking out. You gotta change it up, Twitter. You're gonna ruin my good people over at Tim Hortons. That's one of my favorite places to get coffee. I love Tim Hortons. The ice caps, I'm pretty sure they have. I love those. So when you see a headline like that, like, what do you think? It's like, this one ran through my head. This one ran through my head with what other people were going to think. Oh, Tim Hortons. They don't care about people. They don't care about homeless people. They even let them die inside of their store. The restaurant, whatever you call it. No. I don't even want to read through it because I already know the backlash from people and what it's going to be because they're going to blow it out of proportion. And then you know how it is these days, folks. The next thing you know, the CEO's got to speak out. Public apology. They got to shut down some of like 10,000 stores for a week to feed into this woke culture that keeps spreading a disease through our country. And it's just like, enough is enough. It is. I don't even, like, I really want to read the rest of the article just so I can give you the rest of the story, but it's just, I already know that there's people out there already that are tweeting things like that, and that's what just drives me insane, if you can't tell. It drives me so insane, and I hate it. I hate people who act like that. It's just not, oh, it's just stupidity at its finest. It really is. So I had a good conversation with a couple of my best friends the other day, and we were talking about, I don't know if you guys ever heard of squatters' rights. And this, like, what I'm about to tell you, it's legitimately a thing. It is 100% a thing. I want to look it up here, though, and give you the correct definition. So I'm going to give you the definition first, and then I'm going to give you an example of what we were talking about, because my one buddy can't believe it still. He can't believe it's a thing. And I'm thinking, you know, I might be able to pull this off. So squatters often claim rights over the spaces they have squatted by virtue of occupation rather than ownership. In this sense, squatting is similar to adverse possession by which a possessor of real property without title may eventually gain legal title to the real property. So we were trying to explain to one of my best friends that. So let's just say I moved in with my parents. I don't know if it worked. Let's use my sister. So I say I moved in with my sister because I lost my job. And I, she goes, okay, you have, 2 months to find a job and then I have to kick you out. So those 2 months go by. I still don't have a job. I'm not paying rent anymore. But I tell her I'm not leaving. Like, I could go to court and possibly win that because of squatters' rights. Isn't that just mind-blowing? Like, how is that a thing? Like, I wonder if it would work on my parents. I go in there and get my parents as I can just live in there. Like, yep, no, this is my house now. My dad would be so pissed. He'd be so upset. He'd be so mad. Oh my gosh. He'd be so mad. He'd be swearing at me every day. And then they take me to court. It's just like that guy who just got evicted by his parents that was 30 years old. Like, squatter's rights is a thing. And that's just mind-blowing that people can claim ownership of something that's not even theirs. And all they can do that because they've been there for a long time. Incredible. Incredible. What a country we live in. Are you kidding me? You can do that? Best damn country in the world, let me tell you. That you can get away with that nonsense. What? You know, I'm gonna end on one last thing real quick before we wrap this up. A couple more things, but the last thing I want to touch on is me and one of my best friends. We text during work sometimes, and we always just talk about random stuff. And it always turns out to be great podcast content. And we finally talked about something today that I was like, dude, I gotta put this on the podcast. And he was like, oh, dude, it's gonna be great. I don't know if it'd be great, but just listen. So I was looking at Bill Gates came up on my LinkedIn today. And me just being curious and whatnot, I went to go check out Bill Gates' net worth. It was like 90-something billion. And then Jeff Bezos came up. And I don't know if you know who Jeff Bezos is, Amazon. Basically the founder of Amazon. He's worth 135 billion, I want to say. 140. He's up there. But then, like, me and my friend are talking, like, dude, what do you do with that much money? Like, no, like, think about it for a second. What do you do with that much money? You have everything you want. Are you happy? Like, I know they say money can't buy happiness, but if I had, $10 million right now, I'd be happy. I'd be very happy. I am happy, but I'd be even more happy. But with somebody that has 100 and, whatever billion dollars, what do you do with it? Where does it go? I would buy up a couple sports teams, and then I donate a billion to, like, every charity that I wanted, or a couple billion. You got money laying around. Like, what do you do with it? And that's all legal money. That's the thing. This ain't illegal. You don't have to go bury it in your backyard. This is legal. It's just insane. What do you do? Anywhere you go anyway, you're going to get anything for free. Who's going to charge you? You tell me Bill Gates walks into a restaurant and gets charged a meal? No. That guy doesn't pay for anything. It just doesn't happen. Like, if you owned a restaurant and you charge Bill Gates for his meal, you're an asshole. The guy is one of the greatest philanthropists of all time. In the history of the world. I don't know, all time. In the history of the world, one of the greatest philanthropists. He's donated like $35, $40 billion to charity with his foundation, his wife's foundation. I guess that's what you do, but he's got $90 billion left over. And Bezos got 140. Like, I don't even know what I would do with that money. Obviously not work another day in my life. But then that gets boring. Like, what do you do once you have everything? Oh, well, I'll take two of everything. Or let's just do it over again. I'll take three. Give me it all. Dude, you could operate as like a... It's just insane. That's just a crazy amount of money. I just don't get it. It'd be insane to have that much money. Oh man. Oh man. That's I can't get over it. 'Cause like you put it's obviously all like digital. It's all like online, like you don't have this money buried. That's just wild to me. Wild. All right, but what a show today. I hope you enjoyed. Like I said before in the beginning, I am now on Apple Podcasts. I know I said iTunes, but I am on Apple Podcasts. Search The Middle with Steven Santostasi. Please subscribe, share, tell your parents. Let them know, hey, Steven made a podcast. Take a listen. But yeah, please subscribe, rate. You know how that works. I can't teach you how to use technology. Just do it. Please. But yeah, and again, I want to apologize for my social media. But like I said, I got to market myself on my dime. And this is how I do it. But yeah, please look out for the upcoming episode with German professional football player, my good buddy, former college teammate, Jared Leakes. We're going to get that hammered out hopefully later this week and get that to you. Monday morning or Sunday is what I'm hoping, but no promises. Gonna be a really interesting interview between me and him. He's got some good stories from his trip that he just had, and I think it's gonna be funny. I think you guys are gonna enjoy it a lot. So look out for that. We'll see you next time. I'm dropping the mic because I'm out.
You know, man.